An Anchorage singer-songwriter is the winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Contest. Quinn Christopherson beat out over 6,000 entries from around the world with a song called Erase Me, recorded in front of the huge, famous Sidney Lawrence painting of Denali at the Anchorage Museum.
I got a voice now. Oh, I got power. But I can't stand it.
That's Erase Me, and most of NPR's audience met Quinn Christopherson Thursday on Morning Edition in an interview revealing the 26-year-old had won. But here's our introduction to Christopherson in a mic check for our very own interview here at Alaska Public Media the day before the news was public.
Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, Christopherson, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R-S-O-N.
As you can tell right away, Christopherson is musical. He's also Alaska native, Athapascan and Inupiaq, and he says his experience as a transgender man informed his winning song.
You know, I had lived my life as a woman for like 25 years, and so after I transitioned, I just noticed that there was so much more misogyny when people thought that women weren't around. So I just kind of wrote that song to let people know that, you know, I am still here.
Take me to where you were when you heard that you had won and kind of what just went through your head in that moment.
Oh my gosh. There was an email and she just said, "Hey, I have a quick question about your Tiny Desk entry." And I was thinking probably something about legalities. You know, I filmed in front of a painting at the museum, so I thought maybe it was something like that. And I get a call, and it's Bob Boylan. And I'm like, what? Why is this guy calling me? And yeah, he just said that my day was about to get a lot better because I won. And he was right. And it's a big secret, right, until it gets released. And so I've just been kind of bursting at the seams. So it's still, like, unreal until it gets released.
So they told you on what day?
Monday.
So Monday they tell you.
Yeah. You got to wait till Thursday. Yeah. They said that, you know, I can tell my partner and Nick, my musical partner, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
It is so hard. Yeah. Very hard. Worth it.
The Erase Me video. How did that come together? How did you guys kind of get the concept together for that?
I was kind of shopping around as a thrift store looking for, I don't know, a desk or, you know, anything to use. And I saw that old chair and I thought, well, maybe this is just a bit I'm doing now. So I got that chair and I found like this blue polyester, beautiful Wrangle suit.
Very cool suit.
Yeah. And I thought, well, okay, now I'm really doing this.
And you chose like the biggest painting in the museum.
Well, I chose that painting because it was a painting of Denali. And, you know, Denali stems from a word in Athabascan language, you know, meaning the big one. And I am Athabascan. And I wanted, sometimes you just got to take stuff back from white people who paint your stuff. So that was basically it.
Yeah, that was the thinking there.
Yeah, yeah. Just got to take things back sometimes.
Tell me more about your native roots.
My mother was Athabascan and a little bit Inupiaq, and then my father was Inupiaq as well. I grew up with my mother's side of the family, they're Athabascan, and, you know, we grew up really ingrained in our culture. My grandmother, she taught us everything that we know, and she was a storyteller. And she came from a little town called Teslina, and she moved to Anchorage, and she didn't leave anything behind, you know. She was really wise, and she kept our traditions going and our culture. And I think just, you know, a lot of the family values and cultural values and storytelling and those kind of things are passed down, you know, just inherently. So
that was a big theme in your entry for last year, at least. I'm sure you've probably written about her more. You know, how have her lessons sort of made their way into your songs?
Oh my gosh, huge. My grandma plays a big role in just my being, I think. She stopped drinking alcohol when she was 40 and got sober. So I never knew her, you know, as she was at rock bottom. I always knew her as just the best person that I've ever met. And that inspired me. And she told me, you know, don't drink because you will waste away, kind of thing. And it took her a little longer to figure that out. And she was honest about that. That definitely steered me in the direction that I went. And I quit drinking myself 3 years ago, just because I could see myself having a really hard time with it later on.
That seems like a really deep insight for somebody in their, you know, early to mid-20s to make. A lot of people don't ever figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I wonder, how much of that do you want to sort of pass along to other young people?
It's a big part of it, yeah. And I have a nephew, he's 13, and I try to just be a good example for him. And, you know, with my art and my music, and he's an artist as well, and so I try and just, you know, not tell him what to do, but show him what worked for me, kind of thing. And yeah, that, I think that's what it's all about.
You know, people are going to know your name much more widely than just in Alaska. And so I guess you're going to be like Portugal the Man, go off to Portland or whatever.
You know, you know, I don't know. It's really hard to think about things you don't know. You know, Alaska is my home and I'll always have my roots here. But I am very excited to get out and experience the States. I do want to just tour around a little bit and get on the road and just, I don't know, play shows.
Excited, nervous, a combination of both?
Yeah, yeah, definitely nervous and I don't know, I'm inspired lately, definitely by the whole thing.
That was Quinn Christofferson, winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Contest.